I came from a small town in North Carolina. I was born in Sanford, and my father obtained a job as a police officer and a fireman in Butner. And I wanted to go in criminal justice because of the admiration I had for my dad. My dad was such a fine example of one of the better public servicemen to the community. I was 20 years old at Western Carolina, and I was working out in the gym with some friends of mine that were going to graduate. And I asked them, I said, "So what are you going to do when you graduate?" One guy told me he already had a job as a manager for a McDonald's store. The other guy told me he was going home to help manage his mother and father's pots and pans business. And at this time, I had already worked for 2 years towards getting my bachelor's in criminal justice. And I said, there's no way I'm going to work this hard to get a college education to go back home. To another guy, I asked him, his name was David. I said, "What are you going to do when you graduate?" And he said, "Well, I'm going to be a second lieutenant in the Army." And that's when he started explaining to me the Reserve Officers Training Corps and that there was an ROTC program there at Western. You needed 4 years of ROTC. Well, because I'd already been to school for 2 years, the battalion commander said, "Well, if you go to basic training, that'll count for 1 year. And then you come back for your junior and your senior year at Western Carolina. If you write me a letter and have it notarized that you promise that you'll come back to Western Carolina for one more year to complete your military science degree and get your commission, I'll agree to you entering the ROTC department." So I said, "Yes, sir." And that would have been 1981 when I went to basic training. And it was at Fort Knox, Kentucky. When we first got there, the drill sergeants were baffled. They didn't know what to do with women. This was the first time of commingling the men and the women together in a basic training outfit. In my company, I would say there was probably about 12 to 15 maybe that were females. Initially, they decided, okay, we'll put all the females on the first floor and the men can have second and third floor. Well, the women were beating the men to formation. So they said, okay, that's not fair. What we'll do is we'll reverse that. We'll put all the women on the third floor and we'll keep all the men on the first and second floor. Then you have the women that start to complain because now they're always the last one to formation. Then they decided, okay, the smart thing to do would be to take 3/4-inch plywood and put it in between the hall so they could have men on floors 1, 2, and 3, and they could have women on floors 1, 2, and 3. Then the problem came when the guys started drilling holes in the 3/4-inch plywood so they could peep through the holes and look at us as we were trying to get ready or coming out of the shower or going to and from the shower or the bathroom. We attempted to take 100-mile-an-hour tape and cover the holes so that the guys couldn't look through it. Well, because the tape is sticking to the face of the plywood on our side, on the male side, all they had to do was take an object and push the tape away. So we got together and we said, okay, here's what we'll do. We'll have somebody watch over the holes while the rest of us get ready. First person ready, you go and relieve that person. And that person goes and gets ready. And then we all get ready and we're all going down at the same time. So that just became very funny to us that we were the peephole watchers. And to keep the guys from looking at the girls while they're trying to get ready. There were some things that we did do, but it was more of a payback the way we looked at it, because we would always have kitchen patrol. We could kind of mess with their food and make it a little too hot sometimes or maybe not taste quite right. And it would be later that you'd see some guy jumping up, grabbing his mouth, screaming and running out of the mess hall because his mouth was burning so bad.